Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Hello, everybody. We're Kenneth and Gloria Copeland. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. Let's have a word of prayer together. Father, we thank you today. We praise you. And Yes. We open our hearts and we open our minds to receive revelation from heaven. Insight into your word, insight into the laws of the Spirit because of what Jesus has done and because of what the word has for us. Faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God.
Yes.
Amen. And today, thank God, we're delivered from fear.
Yes.
And we take our deliverance in Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's open our Bibles again today, please. And our basic scripture for this study is Romans 14, 23. He that doubts is damned if he eat, because he eateth not of faith. For whatsoever is not of faith is sin. Sheesh. Now remember, we referred to the Amplified Translation, which says, whatsoever does not originate or proceed from faith is sin. Why is that true? We have established full well from the Word of God that where if it does not proceed from faith, then it has come from fear. And when you continually and constantly worry, you do not have the Word of God on your mind. You're not meditating on the Word of God. You are thinking and meditating on the lies of the devil. Now think about the laws that govern faith. In the third chapter of the book of Romans, the scripture states in the 27th verse, where is boasting then? It is excluded. By what law? Of works? No. But by the law of faith. Now, whatever spiritual law governs faith, and it does, also governs fear. Because faith was first, not fear. So fear, being a spiritual force that operates in the same arena that faith operates, it must be governed by the same law. So we know in Romans 10, 17, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. There's no such thing as faith that won't come.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist. There's no such thing as the Word of God that doesn't work.
That's right.
Well, I tried that faith stuff and it didn't work. No, that faith stuff tried you and you didn't work. It's not God that's holding out. No. He has given everything he has. He so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son and went to hell so that you and I could sit here today and declare
Jesus,
the wonders
you,
of his grace.
Thank
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Now, listen to this carefully. If faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, and it does, it is governed by spiritual law. When the elements of that law are put into operation, the result is always the same. There goes the government again. Amen. We're out here. We got rained out last April because at our Arkansas shoot. So we brought this one out here and in our backyard at our boathouse right here in front of the lake, in which God provided all of it. Hallelujah. We're just so thrilled with it all. Anyway, there's no such thing as spiritual laws that don't work.
That's right.
If it didn't work, it's not God holding out. Remember what we said in the first part of the week when we read what Jesus said to Jairus, "Fear not, believe only, she shall be made whole." Now, Jesus said that. So, it obviously was true because Jairus' daughter was raised up. And I remember the Lord saying this to me. The word of the Lord came to me and said, fear tolerated is faith contaminated. Now, faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. fear cometh by hearing, and hearing by the lies of the devil.
Yeah.
If you meditate on the Word of God, your faith gets stronger. If you meditate on the lies of the devil, your faith gets weaker. It's contaminated.
That's right.
Now, if you when you come to this reality that these things work, and if it's not working, then I've missed it someplace, not God. So I just simply get quiet and go before the Lord and go to the first chapter of the book of James. And when you'd enter into a different test, temptations and trials, count it all joy. For the trying of your faith works patience. Let patience have her perfect work, that you may be entire, wanting nothing.
Wanting nothing.
Wow, isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
So that's available.
Everything
see?
You need.
Let him ask of God who for the wisdom of God. It's wisdom about that situation, because you get the wisdom about that situation, and then God will show you what to do, and you can change it.
Yeah.
And you're standing the force of patience, which is endurance. Let him ask of God, who giveth liberally to all men. Now, that's a promise of God. No way that that's not going to work. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering, for he that wavers is like the sea driven around by the wind, just blown here and different other place. Let not that man think he receive anything of the Lord. So, you just get quiet before the Lord, and you say, Lord, you can't miss it. I know what your Word says here, your Word's... And now, if you don't have scriptures that you're standing on, then that's your first problem right there. Take the time to go through the Word and find the promises upon which you stand.
Yes.
Amen. For His promise in Him, all the promises of God in Him are yes and amen. There's no such thing as a no when you've got a promise you're standing on.
That's right.
No, there's no such thing as no. So now, I know you want me healed, and I'm standing on these scriptures. I carry this little book of scriptures with me. They're all healing scriptures, and I read them. I go through them and read them and feed my faith on these scriptures. And these little books are available. You can get that little book. It came from Brother Hagin's ministry. You can contact them and get God's medicine. There's a number of ministries. You can contact our ministry. We've got a book of promises, praise God, in prosperity. We've got a whole book of scriptures that relate to healing. And you just... fix your heart, fix your mind, feed it in there all the time. Building your faith, hearing, read them out loud. Build your faith. Now, once you have that and you take that before the Lord and you say, Lord, I'm standing on this, but somehow or another I'm missing it. Where am I missing this? I've done that. And the Lord would point out to me, do you remember in my word when I said this? Do you remember in my word when I said that? And I go back to that and do that and do what he says. And I say, sir, I repent. Yeah, I shouldn't have been saying that. Thank you for making me aware of that. I refuse to ever say that again in the name of Jesus. And walk in it. Walk in it all the time. Amen. You get to the place where you can walk in divine health. That's
the best.
That's the best. That's where you're headed all the time. That's where God wants you. Divine prosperity, divine health. Now then, let's go back over here where we were yesterday in 1 Peter 5. And we'll talk about this. The word care, we read it yesterday in Mark chapter 4, where Jesus talked about it in the 19th verse of the 4th chapter of Mark. And he said, these are sown among thorns, the cares of this world. And he listed some other things there. The cares of this world. That word care is translated worry. It's translated concern. It's translated anxiety. The cares entering in. See, they can't enter in unless you let them in. Jesus said, the sower sows the word.
That's right.
You can resist that. You don't, because of the 20th verse, he said, they are sown on good ground. What's the difference between the good ground and the bad ground? They all heard the word. The ones on the bad ground didn't resist the devil when he came and he stole the word from them. But now listen to how this worked. The cares of this world entering in choke the word, and it, the word, becomes unfruitful. Now that's what worry will do.
That's right.
You've heard the word. You see it in the word. Glory to God. It said every one of them received it with gladness. And it went into their heart. The word did its part. The Spirit of God did his part. The word is anointed. It went into the heart. Yeah. Satan cometh immediately to steal it. He doesn't come to kill, steal, and destroy. He comes to steal, kill, and destroy.
And he lies.
Well, he is the father of lies.
That's right.
And so that's the way he does it. And you start meditating on his lies about it, and you start listening to him, you get off of the word, and your faith gets choked, and there's no connection there with God. So when you, that thorn, that care chokes the word, and it, the word, becomes unfruitful. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. He sent his word and it healed him. He promised in his word. He said in his word. He did in his word. All of these things, the word carries the power to bring itself to pass. I know if you, and when you ask people, what scripture are you standing on? Huh? Well, you know, right then, they're just begging God over something. There's no base. So when Satan comes along and lies to you, well, he just steals it right away. But I wanted to point out to you that faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And the faith connection to the word and the power in the word will bring itself to pass. The word is the sword of the Spirit. So let the word fight its own fight.
Yes,
you get it in your heart. You're not struggling to get healed. You are not trying to make it happen. You are just letting it happen. Glory to God. And let God do the work, see? Now, if the word is unfruitful, it's because it's disconnected. Now let's go over here then and see what the word care, that thorn in the spirit. Verse 5, 1 Peter 5, likewise you younger, submit yourselves unto the elder, yea, all of you be subject one another to one another, and be clothed with humility. For God resisteth the proud and gives grace to the humble. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care over on him. Mm-hmm. So you can see right now, pride is ignoring the word and worrying. Well, why would that be pride? Because you're trying to figure out what to do about it. You're trying to figure out how to fix it. You're trying to fix it on your own. And if you could fix it, you already would have fixed it. And the worry's got you disconnected from the power of God. And you're just praying, and just like some people said, you know, I'm in the guy just praying up a storm, just a praying, blah, 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 blah. And then you may be praying in tongues and just praying in tongues and praying in tongues. It isn't doing you a bit of good, because you have to pray in faith in tongues, which is the same as you do in your understanding. Amen. And with no word, there's no faith. So let's take a look here. Humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time. Exalt you over what? To exalt, you put you in a place above all that stuff you're worried about.
That's right.
You're worried about
every
your children.
Care.
He'll exalt you above that worry. Mm-hmm. And that then, once you get, let me illustrate this. Now, these are my cares. I have this care going on about my family and all, and da, da, da. This is my care. by faith, I give this to Jesus, who is my caretaker. He takes my cares. Right?
Right.
And humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Now, I've turned that over to him for him to fix this. Now, there's scriptures I'm standing on about family and so forth and so on. And the moment I start trying to worry about, Lord, I've already received and taken communion over this. I've already handed that to you. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, you're working in this, and I'm not going to take it up. I'm not going to do it. This is your business, not mine. If you insist on worrying about this, you'll take it out of his hand. Yep. Now, pick that up again. You'll take that out of his hand. Now, don't fuss with me. Do what I want you to do. You see what I put up with all the time.
Okay.
Now, the thing of it is, see, anything that I put into his hands, those are my cares. They're not his, they're mine. But I turn them over to him, but the moment I start worrying about it, he'll hand them back to you. He can't do anything else. He can't fuss with you like she did me. No, he can't do anything else because they're mine. They're mine. I can worry about them until I die.
That's right.
And it's not that he won't do anything about it. Gloria, he can't. He's not connected to it. Oh, get this, will you? He is not connected to that situation. Oh, glory. He's not connected to it. The only way he can be connected to it is for you to give it to him. And the first moment you see it or hear it, you resist the devil. I'm not touching that with my thoughts.
That's right.
Now, we did this yesterday. I'm going to do it again today. I want to read those verses. Then the Amplified. Casting the whole of your care. Whole. Casting the whole of your care. All your anxieties. All your worries.
All your concerns.
Once and for all on him. For he cares for you affectionately and about you watchfully.
You cast them and you don't take them back.
Oh, you don't take them back. It's once and
for all. Because we know he cares for us. He's doing
now,
something.
Be sober. Be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walks about seeking whom he may devour. If you continue to worry, he's got you swallowed whole.
That's right.
Amen.
Unbelief,
he's got you.
Doubt.
He's got you. Particularly if you allow him to get you off into strife, which he'll do. If you're not walking in faith, you're not walking in love. You're not walking in love. The commandment is being destroyed in your life all the time. Then, and you get over into strife, you're in the middle of confusion and every evil work. So, in other words, your life is in a mess.
Faith is the victory that overcomes the world,
even
our faith.
Ooh, yes, Gloria. Ooh, I'm glad you brought that.
Even our faith.
This is the victory that overcometh the world. There's not anything in the world order that your faith won't overcome.
You know, I believe that most times nobody can do that for you.
Oh,
no. Because you keep jerking it back.
No, it's 100% of the time nobody can do it for you.
Yeah.
It's unless you're a child or part of a family or something, you don't know any better, somebody can pray the prayer of faith for you. But there's going to come a time that nobody can pray that for you, because you're going to have to dump this worry. You're going to have to dump this once and for all. And we're out of time.
We hope you enjoyed today's teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Be sure to get the notes at kcm.org/notes. And remember, Jesus is Lord.